Chapter 41 LNG Carrier, Control Sphere. Kurt was in midair, diving away from the pipes as the heat of ignition flashed across him, singeing the hair on the back of his neck. Bits of pipe flew in all directions, clanging off the other tanks, while the echo of the blast traveled around the sphere like rolling thunder. Hitting the floor, Kurt rolled and popped up on one knee. Looking back, he saw a jet of flame pouring from the stub of the ruptured pipe. It shot outward and down, scorching the neighboring tank and rapidly beginning to melt the floor. The fire scattered Volk and his men. They ran and stumbled in every direction. "I didn't think you would really do it," Joe said, making his way to Kurt's side. "He left me no choice," Kurt replied. A secondary explosion knocked everyone to the ground, and the floor tilted as one of the supports gave way. Kurt and Joe rushed forward, jumping to the next section of flooring. "Look," Joe said, pointing. The catwalk had fallen. The crewman with the flashlight fell, dropping through the suddenly open section of deck and into the bottom half of the sphere. Another figure in white overalls clung to the railing. "That's Miar," Joe said. "Let's grab him and get out of here." Working his way around, Kurt stretched out a hand, grabbed Miar by the back of his clothing, and pulled him to safety. "You're coming with us," he shouted. The scientist did not protest. "The ship is going to explode. We have to get out of here." The sphere shook with more tremors as a smaller tank exploded. They were all knocked off their feet. The sound alone felt as if it would bust Kurt's eardrums, but it was the sudden pressure change that concerned him most. He turned back to see a rupture in the wall. Air and smoke were venting out, and seawater was blasting in horizontally, crashing through the floor grating and swirling in the lower half of the sphere. Kurt saw a churning vortex of foamy water rising. Storage tanks had been ripped from their moorings, barely hanging on the scaffolding. Like the pipe Kurt had damaged, many of them were spraying fire. "I may have overplayed my hand," Kurt said. "May have," Joe replied. Up ahead, several crewmen had reached the hatch that led to the docking sphere. They were frantically trying to pull it open. "Stop!" Kurt shouted. His voice was lost in the clamor. The men at the hatch raised the lever. The door flew open with such violence that they were thrown back across the floor. With the control sphere losing pressure and the docking sphere at full pressure, that was the only possible outcome. That, and the torrent of water that came blasting through the hatchway. The control sphere was now being flooded from two directions. It was also burning and in danger of exploding, or more likely, imploding. It all depended on whether the storage tanks blew up before the integrity of the sphere gave way completely. Kurt began pulling off his overalls. Joe did the same. "What could go wrong?" you said. "Should be a piece of cake," you said. "Next time I won't say a thing," Kurt promised. "If we live to see next time." "How can you two speak like this?" Miar shouted. "We still have hope," Kurt said. "Not if we just stand here." Kurt tossed the overalls away. "Actually, that's the only thing we can do. At least until the pressure equalizes and the water stops pouring in." Miar was too panicked to think.
"What are you talking about?"
"You're a scientist," Kurt said. "What happens when the water rises above the gap in the sphere?" Miar nodded as understanding came to him.
"Equilibrium will be restored," he said. "The air will have nowhere left to go. The water will stop rushing in."
"And we can swim out of here once that happens," Kurt said.
"You two can," Miar said. "But what about me?"
"I'll drag you with me," Kurt said. He pulled out the backup regulator. "You hold on tight and breathe through this. Once we're out of the ship, we'll ascend slowly. If you panic or do anything foolish, I'll cut you free. Understand?" Miar stared at the water flooding in around them.
"Okay, I'm with you," he said, "all the way."
Spray began to rush up from beneath them, swirling up over the top of the grating at their feet. The flood churned in a circular motion, and the gigantic whirlpool picked up everything it touched, including Kurt, Joe, and Miar.
"Hold on!" Kurt shouted.
Miar wrapped his arms around Kurt as water swept them away. Kurt held an arm across Miar's chest in a lifeguard's rescue hold. They went with the current, which dragged them around the far side of the sphere, past the burning tanks and back toward the section where the hatch lay. In the middle of their second lap, the water crested above the gap in the sphere. With nowhere for the air to escape, The pressure balance was restored. The bathtub's full, Kurt said. Now, if the sphere will just hold together until we get out of here, all will be well. Joe drifted ahead of Kurt and Miar as they neared the hatchway. I'll go first, Joe shouted. He put the regulator in his mouth and dived without waiting for an answer. Kurt made sure that Miar had the backup regulator in his mouth, then clamped down on his own. When he was sure the oxygen was flowing, he went under. The water was murky, lit only by the flickering of the fires. An ethereal light was coming through the hatchway. It was the spotlights from the submersible. He followed Joe's blurry outline toward the hatch, kicking smoothly and holding on to Miar. They went lower, reached the open doorway, and swam inside the pipe that connected the two spheres. Joe was visible for an instant before he vanished through the far side of the tunnel. Kurt kicked and stroked with his free hand. It was a tight fit with Miar attached to his side, and they bumped the wall as soon as they went in. Halfway through, he felt the one sensation he'd been dreading. The water surged, a brief push, like that of a passing wave. But it was followed by a sudden and violent undertow. Kurt knew instantly. The sphere behind them had cracked like an egg, and the air was pouring out once again, drawing thousands of gallons of water a minute into the open space. Kurt was sucked backward. Miar was ripped from his grasp, and both were drawn through the tunnel and spat back out into the burning and flooding sphere they'd just left behind.